the 44th annual Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race gets underway on Sunday, although the festive ceremonial start in Anchorage happens tomorrow. This is one of the largest fields in the race's history at 85 mushers signed up to start. KNOM News Director Emily Schwing and Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes will be reporting from the trail. Before they take off, let's find out who they're keeping an eye on and what to watch out for along the trail. Hello.
Hi, Lori.
Hello.
Thanks for being here, both of you. Emily, you've been covering sled dog races for 6 years. Who are the teams to watch this year in the Iditarod?
Well, Dallas Seavey, returning champion, he's definitely a team to keep an eye on. He's won 3 times in the last 4 years and placed in the top two on all 4 years. So he told me he's got a bunch of 3-year-olds that were trained up on a puppy team last year by Christian Turner. And he also is still running a bunch of his veteran dogs, and his leaders are veterans returning to the trail. And then there's Brent Sass. In the last 2 years, you know, he hasn't made it to Nome for a couple different reasons. He had kind of misinterpreted the race rules and had a iPod that was not allowed on the trail, so he was disqualified in Tanana. So he's pretty hungry to get to Nome this year. There's also a handful of folks that we definitely probably wouldn't expect to see up front, but I think they definitely have an opportunity, especially they know how to race this race, and that's Yor Olsom, Sigurd Ekron, and Nicholas Petit. They're younger mushers. They're very experienced on this trail and others, both in Alaska, and Sigurd Ekron and Yor are Norwegian. They're very competitive mushers who've done well in Norway as well.
All right. Thanks for that. Zach, what do we know about trail conditions? Anchorage had to borrow snow from Fairbanks.
Give it back in a little while.
What's it going to look like out there?
From Willow onward, there's actually really good snow. Some of it hard and fast, some of it a little bit icy and more precarious. And I've definitely heard some mixed things about areas, but I think the big takeaway is, after 2014, with the really just radically unsafe conditions coming out of the Dalzell Gorge and across the burn, and mushers being not only upset, but physically injured and battered and broken after that, there was this kind of never again mantra. And the race officials know that. They felt the pressure, and it sounds like they made sure to double check that this was a trail that could be runnable safely. So there's not a lot of sea ice along the coast at this point. It's been a really bad year for sea ice, and that's definitely going to change some of the routing. We know that there's already the plan to dip inland, coming north up the coast from Unalakleet to Shaktoolik to Koyuk, and the race officials say they haven't routed Golovin Bay yet on the way into Nome, but that's a lot of what we're working with.
Covering the race is a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun. Emily, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm most looking forward to the unexpected, incredible performances. Last year, we saw a bunch of really young mushers pull off some incredible finishes, most notably Travis Beals and Wade Mars. Wade Mars posted the fastest finish time from safety to Nome and finished in 10th place. Travis Beals finished in 11th. These are two really young guys that no one sort of expected to see in Nome that seemingly early. There's a handful of other dark horses that I can't wait to find out who they are and if I've chosen the right ones and what they're going to do out there.
All right. How about you, Zach?
I'm just really excited to be there. I've never been on the trail before. I think of this as some of the most exciting material and stories and just mythology that still exists robustly in the state. And the chance to get to go to such diverse parts of the state, whether it's the mountains or the coast or the interior and the Yukon, to get to see unity and just connection across the state from Anchorage all the way to Nome, where I used to live. There's nothing else like it in Alaska.
Thanks to both of you. Be careful out there. Have a great time. We look forward to the stories.
Thank you.
Thank you.